And this news update is being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news for the hour. Judge Prill in circuit court held an arraignment for Tamara Ann Denny when she entered a not guilty plea during her arraignment. Defense attorney Dallas L. Rooney represented Denny, with Timothy J. Rakowski appearing for the prosecution. A pretrial schedule is hearing, and a trial date's been set for June 8th. No issues were raised regarding bond, and the court noted a three-month period leading up to this initial proceeding. Patricia Laverne Ventline failed to appear in court for her review of delay of sentence yesterday. Defense attorney Dallas L. Rooney, representing Andrew R. Lockhart, requested a one-week continuance to contact Ventline. Prosecuting attorney Timothy J. Rakowski asked for a bench warrant due to the defendant's absence. The court issued a bench warrant after failing to show up by 11:30 a.m., and it was noted that Ventline had been informed of the court appearance. Elkton Village residents will have an opportunity at 6 p.m. tonight on Tuesday, April 14th, to give input on park improvements that they would like to have done. That input will be taken into consideration by the council when making recreational decisions on the improvements. The village has several parks. There's Ackerman Park, Veterans Park, Centennial Park, and the Pocket Park. The plan is to continue to develop the parks for recreational opportunities using the $60,000 donation from the village's Downtown Development Authority. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
Welcome back. We have one obituary this morning. Joan Bernice Peterson, 94 years old, passed away Saturday, April 11th at Huron County Medical Care Facility. Joan was born January the 12th, 1932, and October 23rd, 1948, went on to marry Richard Peterson. Joan is survived by her daughters Karen, Gail, Patricia, Pamela, and her son Stephen, as well as her grandchildren and several great-grandchildren. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place at Sunset Valley Crematory, and the family will have a private burial at a later date. Memorials may be offered in Joan's name to the Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton. If you'd like to share your condolences, you can do that online at mcalpinfuneralhome.com.
alumna.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, thumbnet.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit thumbnet.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the thumbnet.net community calendar and never miss a moment. Thumbnet.net, your guide to the thumb.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboeing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with more news. The U.S. military has officially commenced a blockade of maritime traffic entering and exiting Iranian ports following the failure of weekend peace talks in Pakistan. U.S. Central Command confirmed the blockade will be enforced across the Gulf and Gulf of Oman, but will not impede navigation to non-Iranian ports. This escalation follows President Trump's executive order intended to pressure Tehran. While the blockade targets military and state-run vessels, the international community has expressed concern over potential spikes in global energy costs and maritime instability. And high-level peace negotiations between Israel and Lebanon are set to begin today as the U.S. State Department Secretary of State Marco Rubio will host the ambassadors of both nations in an attempt to reach a ceasefire and resolve long-standing border disputes. The talks are focused on the disarmament of Hezbollah and the establishment of a broader regional peace arrangement. This meeting represents the highest-level diplomatic engagement between two countries in decades, despite ongoing skirmishes in southern Lebanon. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by the Flannery Auto Mall. East of downtown Bad Axe, you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
This is Paul from Murphy's Bakery in Bad Axe. Every morning, before the sun comes up, our ovens are already going. The mixers are running, the dough is rising, and the whole place smells like home. We bake fresh every single day. Breads, donuts, cookies, pastries, and all the classics you grew up with. If you stop in early, you'll catch the racks coming out warm, and there's nothing better than that first bite of something made from scratch with real high-quality ingredients. Whether you're grabbing breakfast for the office, picking up a dozen donuts for the kids, or just treating yourself to a hot coffee and sweet roll, we're here for you. So swing by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. We're up early, we're baking fresh while you sleep, and we'd love to see you. Murphy's Bakery, we bake fresh daily.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.